11, the Department of Communications. If you want to lodge a complaint about RTE jamming Sunshine Radio's medium wave frequency from a medium wave jamming device in Whitehall, which has been constructed by RTE engineers.
Yeah. Association of Pubble Square ESA will be holding a big band dance at the New Grand Hotel in Malahide on Friday, May the 4th, between 9 o'clock and 1 o'clock in the morning. Music will be provided by a 14-piece band with the Glenn Miller sound. All age groups are welcome, and tickets are available by contacting community members of Pubble Square ESA or contacting 451953. That's 451953.
The Phoenix magazine. The inside story. The minister ignores cabinet drinking. Ha, always said he was a party man. Gosh, were they mixed up in that scandal? What's this? Me? In the Phoenix? Outrageous! Get the inside story. Read the Phoenix magazine today and every fortnight.
You've tried the rest, now try the best. The Al Courtney Health Studios have 30 years' experience in weight, vigor, and fitness problems. Call to our modern gymnasium at the Crofton Airport Hotel. Phone 376-575. The Al Courtney Health Studio, where experience counts.
Spring sale at Paddon Electrical, Port Monarch. Cooker hoods, £69. Protect your valuables with an alarm box, £39. Built-in double ovens at giveaway prices. 20% off light fittings and shades at Paddon Electrical, Strand Centre, Port Monarch.
Do you want to save and enjoy drinking? Well, why not visit the Home Brewery for all your homebrew needs, health foods and plants? Call to the Home Brewery, 2 Lower Drumcondra Road, Binsbridge today.
Here's another question. How many snooker clubs in Dublin give their customers the opportunity of professional tuition? One definitely does. That's Zhivago. Pick up a style, technique, play better, improve your highest break. Enroll now for the new snooker course starting the 1st of May. For details, phone 767-319 after office hours, 7:30 to 11 p.m. Ladies, welcome. Zhivago Snooker Club, Baggot Street. Chalk up a top score.
Prendergast. For aerials and towers, for colour all black and white, contact Prendergast for aerials. You know you've got it right.
See it right. Hear it right. Television and communications towers, supplied and erected by the specialists. Contact Prendergast on Dublin 722-747.
Prendergast. The time now is Lions Tea Time. Sunshine Radio News, Dublin.
It's 10 o'clock. Good morning. This is Gary Miley. An RUC spokesman told us a short while ago that the body of a man in his early 20s was found on Ormo Park in Belfast at about 7 o'clock this morning. It's understood that the body has severe head wounds, but there are no further details at the moment. The entire area has been sealed off. Nearly 2,000 acres of forest land have been destroyed in two fires in County Kerry. The Gardaí in Killarney told us this morning that the first blaze began in the National Park yesterday afternoon and is still smouldering, although it's now under control. The second blaze broke out on Mangerton Mountain yesterday evening, but has now been put out. The Garda spokesman said that they don't yet know what caused the fires, but they haven't ruled out the possibility of foul play. The wives and children of British diplomats based in Libya are due to arrive in London later this afternoon. The British ambassador in Tripoli, Mr. Oliver Miles, said that the rest of the embassy staff will leave on Saturday. It's expected that about 30 people will fly home today, leaving 10 to 20 officials behind. Meanwhile, two Libyan aircraft are due to arrive in Britain today. One, a freight plane, will arrive at about 11:30 this morning, and the other, a passenger plane, will arrive this afternoon, and it's thought this aircraft will be the one used to fly home the occupants of the besieged Libyan embassy. President Reagan has arrived in China at the start of his five-day visit. Mr. and Mrs. Reagan will meet the Chinese President, Mr. Li Jianying, after an official welcome at Tiananmen Square, the largest public square in the world. The visit is the first to China by a U.S. president since that of Gerald Ford in 1975, and it's Mr. Reagan's first visit as a president to a communist country. The RUC say that a total of 700 charges have been prepared against the 38 prisoners who escaped in the mass breakout from the Mays prison last September. They range from murder to possession of firearms. 19 of the men have been recaptured and the rest are still at large. The trial of John DeLorean in Los Angeles continues, and last night the court was shown the controversial videotape which was leaked to the media and shown nationwide on US television several months ago. The tape shows DeLorean negotiating with FBI undercover agents on a drugs deal and then shows him being arrested. RTE began jamming Sunshine Radio on medium wave at 5:15 yesterday evening. As you are aware, they've been jamming us on FM since March the 21st. The jamming ended at 6 o'clock yesterday because it was discovered that RTE were also, and accidentally, jamming RTE Radio 1, Radio 2 and Shipping. We now know that RTE intend jamming us on all frequencies as soon as they clear up their technical hitch. The equipment they are using to jam our signal is located on a site known locally as the Old Piggery in Beaumont. We appeal to you to please contact your TDs and councillors and urge them to have this jamming stopped. If you aren't sure who your TD is, then call us here at 460400 or 460319 and we'll be glad to let you know. Now the weather, continuing dry and clear today, the winds are light, easterly, force 2 to 3 on the bay. High tide is at 9:45, the current Dublin temperature 12 degrees Celsius. That's the news and weather at 3 minutes past 10.
Sunshine Radio.
Robbie Dale.
Yeah. It's a flashback. 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 Flashback.
Be long. do fight this holy Anna Gideon.
One love.
When the man comes, there will be no doom.
One love.
A pity on those whose chances grow thin. There ain't no hiding place from the Father of creation.
Together and be all right.
I'm pleading to mankind.
One love.
Oh, 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 oh.
Yeah. Sunshine 101. It's so much better. Moving 20th century.
Roger, where are you going now? I've just made the tea.
It's raining, Mother. Just once around the park. It's exactly a mile.
Well, you'll be back in exactly 4 minutes because this pot of lovely hot Lion's tea will be drawn by then.
Right, Mother. I'll be back in record time.
Wait just 4 minutes and Lion's will make you the best cup of tea you've ever tasted. With Lion's tea, it's always tea time.
A car crash is a major problem. Huge bills, no car. You need the Crash Repair Center, Dunn Street. We will tow you in, process your claim, and you drive away at no cost to you. The Crash Repair Center, Dunn Street. Phone 743-3366.
Hicks and Holidays hit the hot spot. So come on, hit the hot spot with Hicks and Holidays.
Book your 1984 Hicks and Holiday on the noon high flyer to Mallorca, departing every Wednesday at noon by Aer Lingus Jet. Ideal for families with children or high-flying executives. Fly the noon high flyer from Hicks and Holidays this summer.
Come on, hit the hot spot with Hicks and Holidays. Hicks and Holidays.
decorating for Easter. Powell Interiors is for you. Huge reductions with wallpapers from 99 pence a roll, vinyls from 1.95, 10 litres brilliant white emulsion, normally $16.95, now $12.95. 25% off roller blinds, the cheapest in town. 10% off Kirsch rails, and a third off curtain making. For everything for the home, it's got to be Powell Interiors, Main Street, Malahide, next door to the Bank of Ireland. Phone 451-486.
Keely's Roadhouse beside the airport, open for breakfast, lunch and dinner. Delicious Irish breakfast, luncheon specials daily for £2.50. An exciting evening menu, we are fully licensed, ample car parking, so for a special family treat, it has to be Keely's Roadhouse at the airport, open all day, every day, Sunday 4 to 10, Keely's Roadhouse, Dublin Belfast Road, beside the airport.
Sunshine 101.
It's so much better.
Jackson, their song called Pretty Young Thing. Nice one. It's 28 minutes to 11 here at Sunshine 101. We decided we'll take one or two calls this morning from some of our listeners. Many have been ringing up and telling us what's been going on, and they've been ringing their CDs and ringing councillors and various offices in town. One rather disturbing report is that when you ring the Department of Communications, they pick up the telephone and answer, but the very first time you mention Sunshine Radio, they slam the phone down. Now, we're going to try and see if we can get that on air shortly. Let's see if they do it to us as well. Anyway, good morning, Bernadette.
Good morning, Robbie.
It's Bernadette Keegan, is it?
That's right, yes, from Beaumont. Generally, when I'm speaking to you, it's about competitions. I've entered for plenty of competitions.
Have you?
But unfortunately, this time it's on a more sad note.
You're in the dreaded Beaumont area.
I am indeed.
Do you ever get any problems down there with the RT Radio 2 transmitter?
Well, so far we've had none whatsoever.
Mm-hmm.
Well, maybe it's just that we're on the right wayband at the moment.
Yeah, how far are you away from the old piggery site?
Well, I'm not too sure where the piggery site is, to be honest.
Do you know
where... The testing laboratory.
That's the place.
I know where it is, all right. I'm only a couple of minutes' walk from there. I'm in Ellamount.
Mm-hmm. Right, well, you know there's a big RT Radio 2 aerial there.
Now that I can picture it now.
Right, well, that is where they've built this jamming device. They've, in recent weeks, they've put up a couple of big poles. If you walk by there, you'll see it.
Yeah, yeah.
All the people who live immediately around it are protesting like mad because it's coming up on their telephones and on their radios and on their televisions.
I'm not surprised.
It's causing lots of problems down there. But you know that is a problem that you do experience when you live very close to a transmitting station.
Yeah, yeah. Well, maybe we're just that little bit away from it. We're a little bit further away from it. We're not in the immediate area.
Yeah. When they first put on the RT Radio 2 transmitter down there, it was all in the papers. If you remember, about three years ago,
yeah.
There were terrible problems all round.
Yeah.
However, that's not the problem we're discussing today. The one is that they put that medium wave jammer on us yesterday.
Yeah. Well, in fact, I got on to my TD in the area here, Richard Bruden, who also lives in Ellamount.
Mm-hmm.
And I asked him, was there anything at all could be done? And his advice was that really there is nothing we can do at the moment other than putting pressure on the minister. I asked him, I said, is it true that the minister has already approached RTE and told them that they are to stop the jamming of Sunshine Radio? He said, yes, that is true. And I said, well, then are they not doing something wrong by continuing the jamming? And he said, no, he said, because all he could do is tell them. He couldn't demand that they not do it.
That surprises me.
Yeah.
Because
he said,
the person ultimately responsible for communications in this country is the minister.
Yeah.
And he is the man who grants permission to broadcasters to use frequencies.
Yeah, well, the answer I got to that then was that the board itself is actually an independent board. And I said, you know, well, okay, if they have their independence, why don't the independent radio stations have the same rights? And he said, it's quite simple, they're illegal. I said, well, the only reason they're illegal is because you lot won't grant them a license. And he claimed RTE more or less has the monopoly on that.
That's true.
And that there's nothing they can do about it at the moment.
Well, there's been a lot done about it. It's been very slow. They have got the local broadcasting authority bill sitting around there, and Dr. Fitzgerald said recently in the Dáil that he hoped to have that bill in and through the Dáil and ratified, I think, before the summer recess.
Yeah.
Is the sort of time scale he was talking about.
Yeah. Well,
it has been going on for several years, mind you, where, I mean, I would say that was very, very ambitious of him to state that, because I would not see it going through for many months beyond that point. And recently, Toddy O'Sullivan, the Labour Party spokesman on communications,
yeah,
has voiced the Labour Party opposition to that bill at rather a late stage, I would point out. I mean, he's had a long time to give consideration to the bill, and only recently, when it looked as though we were making some progress, did the Labour Party come along and make their objections known to the bill. They want RTE to have the lot, you see.
But this is it. But the thing is, it just boils down to the fact it's like a spoiled child with a football.
Mm.
If he doesn't play the position he wants, he takes the ball back home.
Yes.
I mean, to me, that's what RTE is doing at the moment. When they're not getting their own way, they'll stop everybody else. But when Mr. Bruden, all he said all he could do at the moment was approach the minister again. And I explained to him then about the auction going on the air for next week.
Well, it's tomorrow, in fact.
Yeah, but I told him that it was running for approximately a week, and I explained to him about Lady Valerie was on the phone to you this morning, and that she was very disillusioned with RTE because of what's happening. And I suggested then that he do something to prevent the jamming, even for as long as you said this morning, for as long as the auction goes on the air.
Yeah.
So he said he would see what he could do this morning, and he would approach the minister on my behalf again.
Well, I meant that as well there this morning, because... there's so much effort gone into it. I mean, it's been going 4 years now, but this year, because times are hard, it's been very hard to get companies to donate items for the auction. It's been harder than it normally is.
Yeah.
Because, you know, things
of
are tough.
Everybody's in hard times.
That's right.
Yeah.
But we have managed to get many thousands of pounds worth of goods together that we would be auctioning over the Friday and Saturday. It's not a week, it's just a couple of days we do that.
Yeah.
And We're very optimistic here at Sunshine. There's a great team, and we thought, right, we'll try and get 24, maybe 30,000. I mean, the word 40,000 even came into it. You never really know how these things go. Now, the clinic needs the money, and they put it to very, very good use down there, as you know.
I do, indeed.
And there's so much organization and planning gone into this year's auction, and a lot of extra effort's gone into it, that it would be a terrible shame. It would be a disgrace, in fact, if it didn't take place... tomorrow.
Well, I explained that to him too. I told him the effort that had gone into it, how computers had been set up and goods were all prepared and everything, and that something had to be done about it.
Yeah.
So his only comment was that all he could do would be approach the minister and see if anything else could be done.
Well, Bernadette, something that isn't generally known, but I think I'll tell you this, is that I wrote to the minister, to the Taoiseach, to senior members of the Department of Communications, and to three top men. George Waters, Vincent Finn, and Bobby Gatton of RTE.
Yeah.
I wrote to them and asked them if they would stop the jamming for a couple of days while we did the auction.
And did you even get a reply?
Well, no, I'm awaiting a reply. I mean, if it stops, it stops. If it doesn't, it means that possibly they've ignored my letters.
Yeah.
And given it very little consideration. It's hard to know. I mean, we were quite prepared to say nothing about it and just hope that the jamming would disappear for a couple of days over the weekend.
Yeah.
And quite frankly, had that happened, we would have said nothing about it, but have just got on with the job of dealing with the auction and raising the cash. And we wouldn't have said, well, thanks to RTE for stopping the jamming or anything like that. We'd have said nothing about it, so we would not have embarrassed anyone. And no one would have known that we'd made a request for them to stop or anything like that.
Well, maybe I'm being...
But no sooner had those letters gone in the post...
Yeah, then it started.
And they stuck that enormous medium-wave jammer on the air yesterday, and that destroyed everything.
Well, maybe, as I said, I'm being bad-minded, but I feel that they did know about the auction.
Of course they know.
I mean, obviously they knew about the auction, and it's being done deliberately at the moment.
Well, that would not surprise me. Bernadette, thanks very much for chatting to me.
I hope I'll be talking to you again.
And I'd say that I'm not terribly happy about Richard Bruton's explanation to you.
Yeah.
I am aware that many TDs have been making representations to the minister regarding this jamming of Sunshine by RTE and other stations.
Admit, I always have found Mr. Bruton very helpful over the past.
He
has always done, you know, most of the jobs that have been requested of him.
Yeah, what I'm saying about this is that he has, in all good faith, gone forward and asked why this is not being stopped.
Yeah.
And I think he's possibly taken an excuse for an answer, rather than really pushing it home, saying, "Look, this is not on. My constituents want to know why it's not being stopped," and pursuing the issue. He's possibly now getting to a point where he's heard enough about it. He's asked too many questions, and he's getting fed up. But the only way that you will ever get there is by persistence.
Yeah,
pressing forward. And I'd like to see Richard Bruton press the question forward again. I know that our friends in the Dáil will be pressing the question again next Tuesday, I think, the Dáil goes back again. Artie, you've chosen the time very well at this stage because, you know, the Dáil is in recess at the moment, Easter recess. There's no one down there,
so we
can't get any questions asked. But the ministers are in their offices, and that's why we're saying this morning to contact the Department of Communications. Perhaps Richard Bruton would like to pick up the phone and ring the Department of Communications, try and get an appointment with the minister concerned, and ask him why they've given indications that the jamming has stopped when the jamming, in fact, is escalating. It's getting worse. It's not stopping at all.
Well, actually, I got Mr. Bruton out of home this morning.
Right.
About 10 o'clock, so he took my name, address, and phone number, and whether he intends getting back to me or not, I don't really know.
Okay, Bernadette. Well, you might pass our thanks on to him for raising the question once again, but ask him not to settle for a feeble answer.
I will do. I will. And here's hoping, Robbie. I hope everything goes very well for the auction and that Sunshine stays on the air permanently.
Well, we do too. They're very concerned out here, all the team. Very concerned indeed, because this is their chosen career, what they want to do, and they're also aware that there's not many other jobs in the offing.
But this is it, few and far between.
Right, I mean, you know, over the last couple of days here, we've had dozens and dozens of calls from people who just can't understand it, and who are pointing out that their sons, their husbands, their wives, their children are out of work, and why this is going on. They find it hard to comprehend.
Very.
Okay, Bernadette, I'm grateful. I'm grateful for the time. Yeah, we better play some music.
Okay.
Bye. Thank you.
Yeah, I know he's been a good friend of mine. But lately something's changed, it ain't hard to define. Jesse's got himself a girl and I wanna make her mine.
And she's watching with those eyes, and she's loving with that body, I just know it. And he's holding her in his arms late, late at night. The charade, that doesn't seem to be a reason to change. You know, I feel so dirty when they start talking cute. I wanna tell her that I love her, but the point is probably moot. Cause she's watching him with those eyes, and she's loving him with that body, I just know it. And he's holding her in his arms late, late at night.
Thinking my love was the sweet love I
1977, Silver Lady from David's Soul. Yeah, a song you'll all remember. Now, it's a very beautiful morning this morning, and Patsy's been browsing through the papers, and interesting there that the comments made by RTE to both the Independent and the Irish Times were very similar. Can you cover that point for us?
Well, it's exactly the same. It looks as if they had a prepared sort of statement. The statement reads, this is a quotation now from the Irish Times, it's quoted less substantially in the Independent. An RTE information officer said that tests were carried out by their technical staff between 2 and 6pm yesterday. She added that as far as RTE was concerned, Sunshine Radio had no right to be on that channel for reasons already publicly stated by RTE. She was sure that further tests would be carried out, but she had no notion why the tests were being conducted at this time. That's the substance of the statement itself, anyhow.
And that was the result of a journalist from the Irish Times contacting RTE.
And the Irish Independent.
And they both got the same answer.
The same thing. I expect our listeners are getting the same thing too as well.
Mm.
But of course, it's unchallenged. It's just a statement that they dish out there. And I mean, to say, for instance, that to call them tests for a start at this stage, nobody can accept that anymore. After what's gone on here for the last month, approximately.
Well, the big difference, of course, is there is a big difference between what they were doing on the VHF, on the FM. They were saying they were testing frequencies there, and oh my goodness, it's hard to believe that that they could want to test those frequencies for over a month so far, and for absolutely no reason whatsoever. No, it's straightforward what they're doing. They're jamming, and for them now to choose our frequency on the medium wave band, which incidentally is next to RT Radio 1, to put jamming tones on that. I mean, that's what they're doing, jamming tones.
So pardon the anger, Robbie, I suppose it is indicative of RTE's style that they couldn't do that much properly, that they ended up jamming themselves.
Yeah. Well, we'll see how that one develops. They will get it right eventually, you know.
Long while you should have been on a moving train.
Just a call from Patricia McCulloch in Hoth, and she says she was on to Michael Joe Cosgrave and spoke with his wife, in fact, who said that Michael Joe Cosgrave was doing absolutely everything within his power to get the jabbing stopped. Well, thank you very much indeed. It's News Next with Stephen.
O'Shea and Shanahan, one of the longest-established builders in Dublin, are now building fine three-bedroom, semi-detached houses with garages at Brackenstown Village Swords. These superb houses with private driveways, landscaped front gardens, and a southerly aspect, at a genuine investment of $33,750, and subject to all government grants. Show house open daily, and 2 to 5 on Saturdays and Sundays. For full details, contact O'Shea and Shanahan on 404-284.
Another language will mean more and more opportunities to succeed in examinations, business, leisure, and indeed in life. With a single phone course, you could master a new language in 3 months. For a free cassette and a brochure, call Linguaphone, 41 Upper Abbey Street, Dublin 1.
Now there's only one place in Talbot Street to turn a shopping day into a treat. That's the Irish Light Mail in Talbot Street. A great place to shop, a great place to meet.
Spring is sprung, the grass is riz. I wonder where the people is.
Down the Mall, that's where they are, because the value makes the pound go far.
Should the Irish Light Mall always did bring a touch of spring to me little heart and the old poetry to me little lips.
Stop in the shop, make a date to eat at the Irish Light Mall in Talbot Street.
It's Lyons Put the Kettle On time.
Sunshine Radio News, Dublin.
It's 11 o'clock. Good morning, I'm Stephen Fogarty. The OUC are investigating the discovery of the body of a man in his 20s in Ormo Park in the centre of Belfast early this morning. A spokesman told us that the body was discovered by a passerby at about 7 o'clock, and it's understood that it has severe head wounds. One report suggests that the man had been shot elsewhere and then left in the park. There are no further details at the moment. More than 50 people died and many were reported injured when a train ploughed into a bus at a crossing in Portugal. The crowded bus was dragged several hundred yards before the train left the tracks near the city of Porto in the north of the country. A railway spokesman said the accident was one of the worst in the country's history. A woman in a car following the bus said the barrier protecting the crossing had been raised at the time of the crash. She said that within a split second, the bus and its passengers had turned into a mass of rubble. Nearly 2,000 acres of forest land have been destroyed in two fires in County Kerry. The Gardaí in Killarney told us this morning that the first blaze began in the National Park yesterday afternoon and is still smouldering, although it's now under control. The second blaze broke out on Mangerton Mountain yesterday evening, but has now been put out. The Garda spokesman said they don't yet know what caused the fires and they haven't ruled out the possibility of foul play. Police in London have sealed off an area around the Iranian consulate in West London after a group of students forced their way into the building. The students, who claimed to be unarmed, apparently got in through a broken window. The consulate, which is in Kensington Court, was immediately sealed off. The chargé d'affaires is expected to arrive at the building later today. Meanwhile, negotiations are still going on to ensure that the evacuation of the people inside the Libyan embassy will go smoothly. A Libyan plane is expected to arrive at Heathrow Airport this morning, and it's thought this will be the aircraft which will bring the Libyans home. The Gardaí in Clontarf are investigating a break-in at the Central Remedial Clinic during the night. A spokesman at the clinic told us this morning that the raiders broke into the area, housing the special therapy pool. During the raid, a leather jacket was taken, which contains a valuable personal item belonging to the owner. The spokesman said that six similar raids have taken place at the clinic in the past year, and on several occasions, serious damage was done. He asked us to stress to whoever is responsible for the raids that the clinic doesn't stock any drugs. RTE began jamming Sunshine Radio on medium wave at 5:15 yesterday evening. As you are aware, they've been jamming us on FM since March the 21st. The jamming ended at 6 o'clock yesterday because it was discovered that RTE were also accidentally jamming RTE Radio 1, Radio 2 and Shipping. We now know that RTE intend jamming us on all frequencies as soon as they clear up their technical hitch. The equipment they're using to jam our signal is located on a site known locally as the Old Piggery in Beaumont. We appeal to you to please contact your TDs and councillors and urge them to have this jamming stopped. If you aren't sure who your TD is, call us here at 460-400 or 460-319 and we'll be glad to let you know. Finally, the weather. Continuing dry and clear today, winds are light, easterly, force 2 to 3 on Dublin Bay. The next high tide's at 10:30 tonight, and the current Dublin temperature is 12 degrees Celsius. That's the news and weather at 11:03.
Sunshine Radio.
Robbie Dale.
I sleep in a fever. So this is my life. Cry in my sleep.
Cry boy, cry boy.
Just makes me weep when I try.
Thompson Twins there, a song called You Take Me Up. We'll be having our selling and swapping session shortly here at Sunshine. But before we do that, interesting point that Patsy brought up this morning when he quoted the comments of the RTE spokesman from the Times and Independent. And I thought, well, we'll give them a ring. So let's see if we can get RTE on the phone right now. We'll give them a ring at this moment. All right, let's dial RTE. Okay. Are we getting through there? Right, okay, any moment now, I should have them on the line. Let's see how we're doing. Hello?
Good morning, RTE.
Hello, good morning. Robbie Dale here. Could you put me in touch with somebody who could tell me about the jamming situation at Sunshine Radio? Thank you. I wonder if she'll put us through there. Hello?
Can I help you?
Hello. Can you tell me what the situation is regarding the jamming of Sunshine Radio by RTE?
I'll have to put you through to reception. Just a second now.
Right, thank you. Thank you very much. That's a couple couple of people we've spoken to there. I suppose that was telephonist, and then they put us through to another office. And they're going to put me through to reception. Reception. I wonder what reception is. Oh, reception reports, I suppose. That would be a department that deals with reception reports. Hello? Hello? Talk among yourselves, will you? Have a chat among yourselves. Patsy.
One moment, please.
Hello. Hold on, she just said. Hold on, please. Hello.
Incidentally, some of our listeners might be interested. There's a day-by-day programme on RTE at the moment, and it's about the job crisis in Ireland in the context of the National Planning Board's report yesterday. And they're very worried about the crisis in the job situation in Ireland, as we all are. And I think maybe some of our listeners would be inspired to ring them on the matter. The number is 603-411.
603-411.
However,
603-411.
Yeah.
All right. Then perhaps I'd like to give them a buzz on that one.
Because this is about jobs, too.
Yeah.
That's what we're fighting for here.
Patsy McGarry chatting to you there, by the way. Hello. Hello. We've been sort of shunted off to a...
It appears things are moving as slowly as ever out there.
Oh, now, don't be unkind. I'm sure the little girl that sits on the switchboard there has got very little to do with...
kindness is going ten.
What's going on there, the jamming over in the Beaumont situation. I wonder if we could ask for... If they come back on the line, if we ask for Bobby Gatton. He's an influential man up there.
Assistant Director General.
I wonder, I think he's in charge of engineering, isn't he? And George Waters is an engineer, we know that. He's a broadcast engineer. Hello. 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 Do you know, I have to try again, I think. Because we seem to have disappeared. Should hang on a little bit, though. They might just pop us through somewhere.
Sorry for delaying you. Our reception people, all their phones are engaged at the moment. But as far as I know, they are texting on that frequency. They were yesterday and they are today.
I see. Have you got a press department there?
Yes, you're on to the press office.
I see. What is the actual statement that you're making?
We are testing yesterday and today. Our reception people informed us yesterday afternoon.
They're testing on what frequency?
I'm not quite sure now, as I say, that's why I was...
We're talking about 531, 539 metres, 531 kilohertz, which is a frequency next to Radio 1, RTE Radio 1. And this is from the Beaumont site, you know, the Radio 2 Beaumont site.
Yes.
Is that the case that they're testing frequencies from there?
I don't know the up-to-date details, I'm afraid, now. We were just told by our reception people that they were testing yesterday and today.
But, you know, this testing, it's jamming Sunshine Radio.
Uh-huh.
It's jamming the frequencies, and you cannot hear Sunshine Radio when they jam with this testing device, or this jamming device.
Well, it's the department, it's Ford Telecom now that you'd have to get on to about a complaint, you know, not us.
We'd have to contact who?
The Department of Communications.
I see. Can I speak to Louis McRedmond?
He's not available at the moment, I'm afraid. He's at a meeting.
Is Bobby Gatton there?
I'll put you through to his office. Just a moment.
Thank you. Well, let's see what we get there, then. This young lady said that they were testing the frequencies yesterday and would be testing the frequencies again today. And that statement she passed on to us from the reception department. That's the department that deals with, I suppose, reception complaints and the like. Very unusual set of circumstances.
Hello.
Hello.
Hello, this is Mr. Gann's office.
Yes, Robbie Dale here. Could I speak with Bobby Gatton, please?
Terribly sorry, but he's not in his office at the moment. Could I take a message, or would you like to give me some information?
Well, I'm looking to try and get some sort of a sensible answer to a question regarding the jamming of Sunshine Radio from a transmitter site used by Radio 2 in Beaumont. And I thought that Bobby Gatton would have been the man to give us some sort of answer on this. Why are RTE transmitting on 531 and 539 meters, medium wave now, in jamming Sunshine Radio. They were doing it last night.
Now, Mr. Daly, who do you represent, or...?
Robbie Dale, R-O-B-B-I-E, Dale, D-A-L-E,
yes.
Sunshine Radio. I broadcast opposite Gay Byrne in the mornings. Maybe you don't know that. Hello?
Can I have Mr. Gunn ring you?
With who?
Can I have Mr. Gunn ring you?
That would be very nice. When would he be available, do you think?
Well, I can't say positively. Can you give me a telephone number and say when you would be there?
Well, fine. Look, I'm available at any time, really, and I would be available especially for Bobby Gunn, if he would give me some sort of a comment on the situation. 460-319 or 460-942.
Fine.
And in the afternoons, I'm available on 789-442. Yeah. What is your name?
O'Donnell is my name.
Miss or Mrs.?
Mrs.
Mrs. O'Donnell, you've been very helpful.
Thank you. I'm sorry I can't be more helpful.
Thank you very much.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Well, we didn't seem to get too far there, but, well, we could try again. As soon as I can get Bobby Gatton or someone on the air to give us a word about this jamming situation, I'll do that. I will play a bit of music now, and then we'll have our selling and swapping session. Although, I understand there's someone else on the line for me in a moment. We'll see who that is.
Dynamite.
Well, that very helpful young lady there at RTE has got Bobby Gatton on the phone for us. Good morning. Hello, good morning. Hello, good morning. Hello.
Hi. Well, hang on another second. Hello.
Hello. Hello. Hello. Uh-huh. Hello. Hello.
No, having no joy there.
We're hoping there to get Bobby Gatton on the line for RTE. Hello. Ah, they've hung up. Hey, right, back to the music, shall we? It's rather nice that we could have had a word with him.
No one sees the loner striding across the hillside against